Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this holiday weekend. I hope you have a great time with your friends, your family. Sunday is going to be the best of the days. Monday is looking to be a little bit on the wet side, but we still can get a lot of things done. And in the coming weeks, we're going to start to talk about putting in a new lawn. And after we get through with the holidays, the kids get back to school, if your lawn needs some work, we're going to spend some time and tell you what types of grass seed, what fertilizers to use, and try and get that lawn taken care of. The soil is nice and warm right now, and that will help with germination, and we'll get the lawn up and growing better. Traditionally, the month of September and October, we get more rain than we do during July and August. The weeds that do come up will get killed by a frost. There's no crabgrass coming in, very few weeds. So the fall is number one time to talk about putting in a new lawn, and we will be doing that. The one thing that I really want you to be aware of is the two big pests that are active right now. I just took my dogs to the vet for their checkup and their shots, and we have been using the Bayer products to put on them to control fleas and ticks. And we did it a week ago, and one of my dogs had two fleas on it. And I had treated my backyard where the dogs go outside to play and to go to the bathroom in the early spring, and we had had not a flea all summer long. All of a sudden, the fleas are back. So this afternoon, I'm going to be treating the backyard. So if you have animals and the fleas are coming in, and the vet said that it's a terrible time of the year right now for fleas and ticks, and that you should do something to cut down their numbers. Now, there are two products. One made by Bonide Lawn and Garden, and it's called Ant, Flea, and Tick Killer. It's a granular product. It comes in a 10-pound bag, and it will treat 5,000 square feet. So if you could pick it up today, apply it to your lawn, when the rain comes in or the showers come in on Monday, it will change it from a granular product to a liquid. What I'm going to do is I'm going to mow the grass to get it nice and short, put the product down, and then set the sprinkler on the backyard to change it from a powder to a liquid. I'll keep the dogs out until it dries, and that will take care of the problem. Now, the other product, just as good, made by Bayer, called Complete Insect Killer, will also take care of ants, fleas, and ticks, and it will do grubs in your lawn at the same time. So if you want to keep your pets free of fleas and ticks, do it now. They know that the season is changing, the days are shorter, the temperatures are getting cooler, and they're looking for a way to get to a nice, warm, cozy place. And that's in the in the bed where the dog sleeps, your carpet, and on your couch. So treat these areas right now. The other one, and we've talked about it this morning, is mosquitoes. Now, Bonide has a liquid with a built-in sprayer. Spray your shrubbery, tall grasses, wooded areas with mosquito beater. They also, if you've got a big property, they have a propane gas sprayer that will change the product to a fog that will really penetrate into those thick wooded areas of tall grasses underneath your deck, between the shrubs and trees, because in New England, where I live, and I'm sure where you live, September is the month where we have the most cases of Nile virus from the mosquitoes. So spray your property, take care of the mosquitoes, make it a lot easier for you when you're outside. And then if you have water areas, bird bath, fountains, ponds, Summit Company has something called mosquito bits or mosquito dunks. And you would put this in the bird bath, in a fountain, in a garden pool, or any place where you have water. If you have a barrel that comes from your gutter that you're using to water your plants, there's probably mosquitoes breathing in there. If you have an earth box, the water chamber in the bottom is a place where mosquitoes will breed also. So throw some of the bits or the dunks in there. It's an organic insecticide. So if you have a bird bath and the birds or the squirrels or your pets are drinking from it, it will not hurt them. Okay? So that's your job. Take care of the mosquitoes, the fleas and ticks, and you will live a lot more comfortably, inside as well as out. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Frank from Mass with a question about perennial herbs.
Frank, how can we help you with the herbs today?
Well, Paul, first off, enjoy your show. It's great. It's just I look forward to Sunday mornings and grabbing my coffee and my pen and my pencil.
Thank you.
Every year now, my herbs are getting bigger and bigger. My sage and my Greek oregano and my thyme, my chives. And the first question is, I was wondering the best time to divide them. And then also, I'm getting so much that the best way to dry them out and save them, because I just have so much. I mean, I love looking at the flowers, of course, of the herbs, but I like to use the herbs themselves in the cooking. And I have some spearmint also, but I keep that in a huge pot because I don't want it to kind of go wild. I know that it does. But this is the first year I've had it. Will that come back next year if I leave it in the pot and cover it with some straw?
I'll tell you what you should do with your mint. And this is with peppermint, spearmint, any of these. And like you, the first year I planted it, it came in a 4-inch pot. I planted it in the garden, and by the end of the year, it had grown to be about 12 to 15 inches wide. So the frost killed it. I cleaned the garden, and by springtime, a third of my herb garden was mint. And I just kept pulling and pulling and pulling. And then an old-time gardener gave me this idea. And this is what I've done. I got a 5-gallon bucket. And what I did is I went to Dunkin' Donuts. And I asked them if they could give me a couple of their old jelly buckets. And the guy said, sure, I'm throwing them out all the time. So he gave me half a dozen of them. And I took my skill saw, cut the bottom out of the 5-gallon bucket, took off the handle, dug a hole in the ground, put the 5-gallon bucket in, filled it full of soil, planted my mint in it, and the mint is confined to the bucket.
Oh, great.
Because it hits the plastic and it can't go any further. In your case, let the frost kill it and then put it in your tool shed for the winter or your garage. And then in the spring, put it in a pot and you'll be in great shape. Now, we're coming up on a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you some ideas on dividing and drying all of your herbs. So please hold on, and I'll give you some great ideas.
Hemlock trees are being threatened by a pest called the hemlock woolly adelgid. It sucks sap from the tree, causing it to lose vigor and prematurely drop needles, which can eventually kill the tree. Signs of damage include the presence of what appear to be the tips of cotton swabs on twigs and at the base of needles. You can protect hemlocks and keep them healthy by treating them with products that prevent new infestations. This message is brought to you by Bayer Advanced, the authority on pests and pest control.
Of all the enjoyment gardening brings, we're guessing that feeding the local bug population is not on the list. To protect your fruits and vegetables in a way that fits your life, try Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It's a ready-to-spray alternative solution using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients that can be sprayed up to a day before harvest and is still effective at controlling listed insects. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
The weather has put a lot of stress on our gardens. Tomatoes are slow to grow and fruit will have a problem to mature properly. If you had black spots on the underside of your tomatoes last year, eliminate them this year with Tomato Maker from Organic Labs. Tomato Maker will keep tomatoes healthy. To keep your garden organic and trouble-free, use Organocide to control insects and diseases in all of your gardens. That's Organocide from Organic Labs.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Whey is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Whey.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Beautiful Sunday, and hopefully where you live is the same. It's about 75 degrees here in Kennebunk, Maine, where I live. And it's going to be a good day for the pool or for the beach. Take advantage of it because the kids go back to school on Tuesday and the party's over. And for some of you, it's just starting because the kids are going back to school. We're talking with Frank about herbs. And herbs are best divided during March or April, depending on the weather. If we get a nice early spring, then in March, you can dig up the clump and then split it with a shovel or a hatchet and make two or three plants, but never in the fall. So wait until the spring, late March, the whole month of April, and you can divide. Chives are very easy. All of your mints, oregano, sage can all be divided at that time of the year also. Now, for drying, what I want you to do, Frank, is go to my website. And the website is paulparent.com. And parent is like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T. So paulparent.com. And at the top or the bottom, I'm not sure because I'm not near a computer, it will say Garden Tips. If you click on Garden Tips, there is a section that my wife put in on how to take care of herbs and how to dry them and preserve them for winter use. Some are best frozen, some are best dried, but it's all listed on the website. So www.paulparent.com. Now, while you're there, right in the middle of the page, it will say black gold. I want you to click on black gold because we're still running a contest. And at the end of September, we're going to give you a gift certificate from a nursery near you for $500 to buy garden-related products. It could be plants, it could be shrubs, trees, pottery, all garden-related products. So just click on black gold or Fafard. And what I would do is do both. Put in your name, address, and all the information that it asks for. And then at the end of the month, we'll pull a winner, and you will receive this $500 gift certificate from your local nursery or garden center. And that will get you off to a great start. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Eileen from Rhode Island with a question about flowering shrubs.
Eileen, how can we help you with your flowering shrubs today?
Good morning, Paul, and thank you for taking my call. Is it too late to fertilize flowering shrubs and perennial flower beds?
No, this is actually a good time. What you have to remember is July, August, September is the time of the year where all of your flowering plants are making the buds for next year. So plants like lilacs, forsythia, quince, your dogwood, your flowering crabs, your flowering cherry, and all of your perennials, even though they're in bloom right now or past bloom, they're preparing for 2014. So that if you can feed them during the month of September, and the earlier in the month, the better, if you'll have more flower buds on your plants. Rhododendrons, azaleas, mountain laurel, you'll have more buds if you can feed them right now. Now, if it's an evergreen plant or a blueberry bush, use an acid fertilizer like Holly Tone. Everything else gets fed with a fertilizer called Plant Tone. Follow the recommendations. Do it now. It's all organic, and it will slowly help your plants to become better, healthier, and more productive.
Are you an organic gardener? Folly does the fast working and effective all organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a control-release fertilizer, so it will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year, available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this incredible, beautiful Sunday. I hope you're able to have a great time with your family and friends. Enjoy the holiday weekend. And take advantage of it because the kids get back to school next week. One other thing I want to mention that's all over the place right now is the fall tent caterpillar. And it looks like a cobweb, and it's in trees, and it's in lilacs. And the old-fashioned way was just to cut the branch, burn it, but you lose a branch of your plant. Now, there's two things that work real well. If you have Garden 8, that's like the number, E-I-G-H-T, spray the plant and the nest, and it will take care of it. Or if you're an organic gardener and you have Captain Jack, which is spinosad or spinosad, spray the plant and the nest, break it apart a little bit, spray it in there. Within a week, the tent is gone, the caterpillars are all dead, and you don't have to worry about any damage to the plant. But tent caterpillar is getting very, very active right now in either Garden 8 or Captain Jack Dead Brew Juice. Works incredible. And if that's organic, okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeff from New Hampshire with a question about zucchini.
Jeff, how can we help you with your zucchini? What's happening?
Yeah, hi. I'm going to try to give you as much info as I can. You got a perfectly healthy plant. You leave at night, and you come back to do some more work the next day, and it's been a matter of 14, 16 hours, and the plant is wilting. Although the leaves are still luscious and green, the stalks that are usually reaching up for the sky are just limp. I got a neighbor who pulled up the plant with me because I had three of them in a row, and they went one by one in a matter of, you know, a few weeks. But we cut the stalks, cut the roots, dug into the soil. We didn't find any insects or worms or caterpillars. What would make that happen?
When you cut into the vine itself, you didn't find a little worm inside the vine?
No, last year we did that, and we did find one. This time we did not.
Okay, because usually, the number one cause of summer squash and zucchini falling apart like that is called a squash vine borer.
And it'll leave the leaves still green?
Yeah, the leaves will stay green, and what happens is during the day, in the early stages, the plant wilts. And then as things cool off, it comes back. And then the next day it will wilt a little bit more. And then the plant comes back. And that will go on for about 10 days. And then all of a sudden, the leaves change from green to yellow. They fall apart, and the whole plant collapses. And you'll see a hole about 6 to 12 inches from the soil line on the vine. And when you cut it open, there is a worm that looks like a grub in it, and he's hollowing out the center, and the plant's gone.
Yeah, this year we didn't see that. But the other thing I was wondering is, if you're using weed-treated glass clippings with the molds and all that, and if you're putting that around the plant, will that do it?
If you're using a fungicide, no. If you're using a weed killer to kill crabgrass or broadleaf weeds like dandelions, then there is a possibility that the weed killer is creating a problem. Now, did you use like a weed feed or did you spray on a weed killer?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It was donated from a neighbor, so I was, you know, covering the garden with, you know, the mulch, and that's the only other thing I can think of because I did not find any indication of insects or bugs in it.
Yeah, because see, if you're using a grass that's been treated with a weed and feed, they are systemic, which means that when you apply it, it's absorbed by the plant and is in the foliage. And when the homeowner cuts the grass and the weed, he has a product that is a weed killer in that foliage. And when you apply it to the garden and you water, the ingredients will leach out of the grass and get into the soil, and that could be the cause of it. What I would do for the future, if you take the grass clippings and you put it in the compost pile and you allow it to sit there for one season, turning it and taking care of it just like any other compost pile, the weed killer or even an insecticide over the course of 2 months will become ineffective because the chemical will break down with water, it will break down with the sun, and it will break down with the microbes that's chewing the grass and turning it back to soil. So take it from your neighbor, build a compost pile, and use it the following year, and then you won't have a problem. But to take a treated lawn with a broadleaf weed killer, that, I would guess, is the culprit that has caused the squash to die.
Uh-huh. So, now, in the future, also, the neighbor was telling, well, another neighbor was telling me, if I wrap the stalk coming up out of the ground with some type of material, that'll keep this moth or borer from entering the plant also.
Exactly. Jim Crockett, many, many years ago, who is my mentor, I've known Jim, knew Jim for a long time, even went to the same school that Jim went to. And then when Bob Thompson took over the Victory Garden, I knew Bob Thompson very well, and he got me started in radio. And what Jim taught both Bob and I was you can either take the legs from pantyhose. So you take your wife's old pantyhose, cut off the legs at the crotch, and then as the squash begins to grow, you roll up the pantyhose like a piece of carpeting, wrap it around the base of the plant, and keep it in the ball. And as the squash plant gets bigger and bigger, you wrap it around the stem of your zucchini or summer squash, and the moth will lay the egg on top of the nylon. The egg will hatch. And the worm that comes out cannot eat through the nylon and will end up dying. If you don't have pantyhose, then get some burlap. Cut the burlap in a 4-inch strip. Roll it like a piece of carpeting. Wrap it around the end of your vine, right at the soil line. And then as the plant grows, wrap it nice and tight and overlap until you've gone about 3 feet on your plant. And the burlap or the nylon will keep the moth from laying an egg and the egg hatching and then eating its way into the stem, creating the borer that will kill the plant. And that way you don't have to worry about putting chemicals or insecticides on your plants. And then every time it rains, you have to reapply it. Burlap in old nylon pantyhose, for me, worked the best. And it's a trick given to us by Jim Crockett, who started the Victory Garden many, many years ago. Thank you, Jeff. Have a great weekend. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Carol from Mass with a question about trimming her shrubs.
Okay. Carol, welcome to the Paul Farrer Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. I have two questions. I missed your last segment on the product that you use for the early blight and the mildew. Could you give me that again?
The product to take care of the early blight on tomatoes and late blight and on impatience is called AgriFos, AgriFos, and it's made by Monterey Lawn and Garden. Or Plant Doctor, made by Organocide. Same product, two companies, different names, and it's all organic and natural.
Okay, that's very good. Now, I have one other question. I am in a unique position. I usually summer in the Massachusetts area. and I have just put in, over the last 2 years, a perennial garden. I have hardy hibiscus, coreopsis, blank flower, Shasta daisy, that kind of thing. My problem is I never know whether to cut them down. I go back to Pennsylvania usually the third week in September, and I don't come back usually until the third week in May. So I'm not sure whether I should cut them down before I go, or is it too late when I get back the end of May then to cut down perennials?
If it's the third week in September, and the plants are done blooming for the year, the foliage has begun to turn yellow, they're looking tired, cut them right down to the ground.
Okay.
If they're still blooming, they're still happy, and they look good, when you get back to Massachusetts in early April, cut them all down at that point. Clean the garden, get all the dead foliage out, fertilize the garden, and even put down a little bit of bark mulch to help to control some of the weeds that may develop, and you should be all set.
Well, you said April. I don't get back until Memorial Day. Is that too late then to cut down perennials?
No.
Okay.
No, but as I said, if it looks tired, take it down.
Do it in the fall.
If it's all done blooming, take it down.
Okay, thank you very much. Have a great weekend.
You too. We appreciate the phone call. Our phone number, 855-660-4261.
And white flies bugging you? Use Monterey Lawn and Garden's new aphid and white fly spray. Great protection for your ornamentals in the garden, on the patio, or kitchen window. It comes in an aerosol can, so you use less material than a trigger sprayer. Monterey aphid and white fly spray works fast with rapid results. It kills beetles, leaf miners, and caterpillars, and controls over 40 insects listed on the label. Look for Monterey aphid and white fly spray at your local garden supply store. Another fine product from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Dr. C. Biofoss is an excellent product for increasing blooms, fruit, and vegetable yield organically. Biofoss is a product that naturally releases soil-bound phosphorus so your plants can use those nutrients for energy. Biofoss is a biological product using all safe natural microbes. Just add this product to your transplants in the garden and you'll see plants grow and thrive. Add this to an old established bed to revive them. Go to drcsgarden.com.
Dynamite Complete Plant Food is a fertilizer product I've been familiar with for years. The results you can get from Dynamite is amazing. Apply Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, and ornamentals. The science of controlled release nutrients means more flowers, more vegetables, and healthier shrubs. Dynamite comes in a convenient shaker bottle and contains micronutrients needed by flowers and vegetables to grow at their best. Look for Dynamite at your local garden center. If you don't see it, ask for it. They can order it for you. Remember the name? Dynamite.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by Shakeaway. Shakeaway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. Shakeaway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from Shakeaway. All Shakeaway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to Shakeaway.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
It is a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you're all able to get outside, enjoy the last non-official week of summer with your friends, family, cook out the pool, the beach. Just get outside and enjoy it. This is not a day that I want you to go digging in the garden and working. Enjoy what you have had and what you've done all season long. Okay? Tom, who's up next? Dorothy, how can we help you with your hydrangea?
Hi, Paul. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I am, Dorothy.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear the beginning part. I have lovely PG hydrangeas, and the heads are gigantic. And when I attempted to dry the big ones last year, some of them shriveled up, and I wondered if you had any suggestions to prevent the individual flower petals from shriveling up while I'm trying to dry them.
Okay. What time of the year did you cut the stems?
It was in September last year.
Okay. Have they started to turn pink?
Perhaps not. No, I think they were primarily white.
Okay, you need to wait until they start to turn pink a little bit, and so that they've had some cold weather on them.
Okay.
And then cut them with a 2 foot long stem, pull all of the foliage off the stems, tie them in bunches of maybe like five flowers, and then hang them upside down in your garage, in your basement, and they should be okay. If you cut them, let's say today, and you hang them upside down, because the flowers are not fully open and not fully mature, they tend to shrivel up, and you don't end up with something that dries very well. The flowers have to be fully open. And I'll tell you, if you can get a little bit of pink starting on them, they have a much even better drawing capability. And my son is a florist. And if you go into a florist shop, once they're dry, you can buy, or even a craft shop, craft store, you can buy a, oh, what is the name of it? It's a very, very pale pink, like a skin tone, but pale, like a blush. And it will put a sheen on them and protect them from getting really brittle, cracking, and falling apart. It's something like pearly dew.
Is it a spray?
It's a spray. It's an aerosol spray. And if you go into a florist or a garden center that sells flowers, it comes in an aerosol can or a craft store, but it's like pearly dew, and you tell them that you want to spray hydrangea, and it will make them last an awful lot longer for you. But if you can get some pink on the foliage, strip off the leaves, 18 to 24 inch stems, hang them upside down, and in about 3 weeks, they're fully dry.
All right, and that I know what I did wrong. And I have a question about my Baptisia. It's beautiful and lush and green, about 5 by 5. It hasn't bloomed in 2 years, and I thought next spring that I would attempt to move it, and I wondered your thoughts on that and also about the not flowering.
Okay. Are they in a shaded area or full sun?
I would say it's not quite full sun, but sun for most of the day.
Okay. Well, Baptisia is such an aggressive plant that it should bloom for you, but wait until late March, early April, when you see signs of it waking up and coming out of dormancy. Dig them up. They like to be planted shallow.
Okay.
And they don't like bark mulch on top of them. So if you can dig them up, divide them into clumps about 12 inches in diameter, and they will take partial shade. I have some in my back garden, and they get half a day, and they do fine. So try that.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called Nuka. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We designed a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between Nuka and Nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124 or on the web at drortman.com.